welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Flying South, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Claire and Sebastian and their family, Presley Miller and their family in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Maxine, Doyle, and Vivian and their family in Mill Valley, California, Rowan and her family in Edmonton, Charlotte and Lily and their family in Sherwood Park, Alberta, and Lillian and her family in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, Lillian, Lily, Charlotte, Rowan, Vivian, Doyle, Maxine, Presley, Sebastian, and Claire. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week and from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are? It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Flying South. Once upon a time, there was a mean little duck named Mallory. Mallory was a mallard, but that's not where her name came from. She was actually named after her grandmother, who was a great duck in her day, and well-respected on the lake until a few years ago when she retired to a nice pond in Florida. Young Mallory wasn't so well-respected, but she acted like she was queen of the lake. She'd fuss about the fish, she'd bare her bill at the bears, and she'd terrorize the tadpoles. She was nice to the other ducks, but even her feathered friends still thought she was a bit of a bully. Here was Mallory's secret, though. She was only a bully because she was afraid. She was afraid, and she couldn't stand the idea of anyone knowing it. As far as she was concerned, it was better to be a bully than a wimp, and if anyone found out her secret, it would be so embarrassing she'd probably have to move, not just to another bush, but to a whole different lake. So, to hide her fear, she was mean. She was afraid to dig in the muck for worms, so she bullied the fish into sharing theirs. "Those look tasty," she'd say to the mini minnows. "You should share. It would be a shame if you kept them all for yourself and, I don't know, got pecked." She was afraid of the bear's big brown claws when she was out hunting berries, so she booed and hissed at them from the water, where she knew she could flap away before they could catch her. "Look at you big hairy nerds!" she'd shout at the bears preparing for hibernation. "You don't need any more berries. What you need is some shampoo!" She was even afraid of the kindly humans who would leave old veggies out for the rabbits, so she'd bully the bunnies later on to steal their scraps. "Nice ears, long ears," she'd sneer. "Give me those veggies. Hey, I know you can hear me, Cottontail. Get it moving." And on it went, with little Mallory quacking away her summer days. Autumn came early that year, and all the ducks agreed that it was beautiful. The trees turned from dragonfly greens to ladybug reds and butterfly yellows. Like a lovely rain, the leaves would drift down from the branches, twirling in the wind and landing in the lake like pretty lily pads. There was plenty to eat, and the ducks and the fish and the bears and the bunnies and all the rest ate their fill, getting ready for the long, cold winter ahead. One day, Mallory was hanging with her oldest friends, the ducks named Billy and Wingbert. The trio was floating along on the lake, plucking at the occasional tasty-looking leaf. "So, Mallory," said Billy after a while, "it's almost time. Are you ready for the big flight south?" Mallory felt a little chill run through her feathers. She had forgotten about the big migration. It was going to be her first, and deep down, she was terrified to leave her little lake. It was all she had ever known, and she didn't want to be away someplace strange and new. "Not at all," she snapped back, covering her fear with anger like always.
"Ah, I can't wait," said Wingbert. "I'm going to fly at the front of the V. I'm going to lead the way and break the wind."
"Sounds like a lot of work for nothing," Mallory huffed. "But you two have fun with your silly little trip."
Mallory, you aren't going to migrate?" asked Billy.
"Dude, the snow is coming soon," said Wingbert. "You're gonna freeze your feathers off."
"Ugh, whatever," said Mallory. "Migrating is boring. I'll be fine here."
Are you sure?" asked Billy.
"Ugh, yes, I'm sure, so don't bug me about it again, okay?" Her two friends looked at each other and then shrugged their ducky shoulders.
"All right, man, if you say so."
"I do say so," Mallory snapped. "So long, suckers. See you next spring." And with that, she turned and waddled into the water. A few days later, Billy and Wingbert and the rest of the ducks all flew away. Wingbert was at the front of the V, with a dozen ducks spread out behind him on either side. Mallory watched them quacking and flapping their way into the sky. Her friends hadn't even bothered to say goodbye, but Mallory understood. She had been pretty mean after all. Still, she hated to see them go. But in her stubborn heart, she'd rather be left behind than admit she was too afraid. Too afraid to leave her home, too afraid to adventure, too afraid to fly away into the wild blue yonder. She nestled into her bush and tried not to think about the wide, wide world. A few weeks later, the weather turned cold. There were no more berries on the bushes, no more leaves on the ground. All the green was dead and dry and brown, and the ground was too cold to dig for worms. Mallory hunkered down in her bush, but she was getting colder and hungrier, and did she mention colder? Her beak chattered and her stomach rumbled. This is fine, she said to herself. I'm happy I didn't fly south. Ooh, brr. The next day, the snow began to fall, and she realized she had to make some kind of plan, and soon. She thought again about flying south, but it was so far away from home. She was too afraid, even if she wouldn't admit it to anyone, not even herself. "The fish don't fly south for the winter," she said. "They'll know what to do." She paddled her webbed feet into the icy water and went out looking for the fish. They were used to her bullying and avoided her at first, but finally she cornered a few in some weeds.
"Hey, fish! Hey! I've got a few questions," she said.
"We don't have any worms to share," one of the fish said. "It's too late in the season. Say, shouldn't you have gone south with the other ducks?"
"Nah, going south is boring. I wanted to stay here with you guys."
She put her wing around the nearest fish with a wink.
"So what are we going to do to keep warm this winter? Got room for one more?"
The fish looked at each other and sighed. They didn't much like Mallory, but they didn't want her to freeze either.
"Well, the lake is going to ice over soon," they said. "We all swim to the deepest part and just kind of lay in the mud down there, eating the occasional water bug that swims by."
"What, you mean all winter long?" asked Mallory. "I can't hold my breath for 3 months."
"Well, sorry," the fish said. "That's what we do. You're welcome to come if you can."
Mallory took a deep breath and plunged into the lake. She swam as deep as she could, and was happy to find that the water near the bottom of the lake was warmer. It was almost cozy, and the fish were friendly,
But after a minute, her chest began to hurt and her ears began to pound. She needed a breath of fresh air, and she burst out of the water in a spray of icy droplets. "Well, that won't work," she said to herself. It was nice of the fish to offer, though. She felt a little bad for always bossing them around. But an icy blast of wind distracted her, and then her stomach rumbled like an angry bear.
"The bears," she said. "They stay all winter. If anyone can help me, I bet they can."
She shook herself dry and waddled off through the frosty grass. After a little bit of searching, she found an enormous bear practically rolling into a cave.
"Hello there, big bear," she said. "How are you doing? Ready for the winter?"
The bear looked at her suspiciously.
"Oh, you here to tease me and then fly off?"
he asked.
"No," Mallory said, suddenly guilty. She had always been afraid of the bears, even though they had never done anything to her. Maybe she should have been nicer. Maybe it wasn't too late.
"I'm sorry about all that," she said. "I was a bully, but now I could use some help. It's getting cold, and I don't know how to survive all winter."
"Oh, shouldn't you have flown south with all your friends?"
the bear asked.
"Yeah, probably," said Mallory, kicking her webbed feet. "But I didn't, and now I gotta make it work here somehow."
The bear sighed. The mean little duck was far from his favorite, but he couldn't let her freeze.
"Well, we can hibernate together," he said. "You can come in the cave and join us."
"Oh, thank you," shivered Mallory. She waddled along beside the bear, feeling grateful and a little ashamed. She had always been mean to the bears, and now they were helping her.
The cave was dark and musty, but the air was warm from all the snoring, snorting, snuffling mounds of sleeping bears.
"All right, well, here we are,"
said the roly-poly bear who had brought her inside, and then he yawned deeply.
"Time to sleep now. You can cuddle up anywhere that you fit. Try not to get rolled on. I'd hate to have to clean up a duck pancake come spring."
He fell back in a ball and was soon snoring.
"Well," said Mallory, climbing up onto the round bear's fuzzy stomach, "at least it's warm here."
She paddled a patch of fur flat and then laid down on her webbed feet. Soon she was snoring softly, along with the bears around her. The next morning, she woke up hungry, but the bears were still snoring away.
"Hello?" she asked, poking them one by one with her beak. "Hello?"
It was only then she remembered hearing that bears hibernate, meaning they slept all winter long.
"Oh, I can't sleep all winter," she said. "I need to eat."
Just thinking about it made her hungry all over again.
"Well, I guess this won't work."
She sighed and headed back out into the cold. The sky was clear and blue, and she thought again about flying south for the winter, into the unknown, into the wild, away from home. A shiver of fear ran through her. There had to be another way. She waddled along, thinking hard. The fish and the bears had been willing to help. Turns out they were nicer than she was. The little duck made a promise to herself in the icy wind that if she survived the winter, she wouldn't be so mean to the fish and the bears and the bunnies.
The bunnies! They survived all winter, and they did it above water and without hibernating.
Mallory quickly waddled off in search and soon found a couple of the hopping hares. They were jumping fast, springing and spronging and soaring in leaps and bounds over the frosty grass. She remembered how mean she had been to them, too, and she vowed to start her conversation off on the right foot.
"Bunnies? Hello?" she said in as nice a voice as she could manage. "I'd like to formally apologize." "Ah! Run!" the first bunny screamed, bouncing by her as fast as she could.
"What?" said Mallory.
"Coyote!"
shouted the second bunny, whiskers waving. Mallory turned and saw a lean coyote sprinting through the scrub, frosty turf kicking up behind it. It had a long, hungry jaw and wild, eager eyes. The little duck turned and flapped her wings, catching up with the bunnies and flying just over their heads. Together, the three twisted and turned and wove and wound through the woods, the coyote nipping at their heels and their tail feathers.
Dive!
One of the bunnies called, and they both shot towards a little snowdrift at the base of an old tree. They disappeared into it, their white fur invisible in the new snow. Mallory flapped up to the top of the tree. The coyote eyed her hungrily, but kept on running in the direction it thought the rabbits had gone. A minute later, it had disappeared over the horizon.
Wow, said Mallory. That was a close one.
She flapped down to the snowdrift, where the bunnies were pulling themselves out and shaking off loose snow.
It was a close one, right, guys?
The bunnies looked at each other and then rolled their eyes.
Oh, look, the mean duck is here, said one bunny to the other.
I was trying to apologize earlier, Mallory said.
Yeah, sure you were, said the bunny.
Just leave us alone, said the other bunny. We don't have anything to share. The humans haven't been by in weeks.
Mallory looked at the pair, and she knew she deserved what they were saying. She had been mean, and she had taken their food, and she had bullied them around just to make herself feel better. They were right. She should have just gone south. If only she hadn't been so afraid.
We're tired of you being mean to us, a bunny said. Why don't you just fly south with the other ducks?
Mallory started to cry, big, quacking tears rolling down her feathered face.
Oh, I'm too afraid to fly south, she wailed. I should have gone, and I didn't because I was afraid. And now I'm not going to make it through the winter because I can't hold my breath like the fish, and I can't sleep forever like the bears. Oh.
The bunnies looked at each other again.
We didn't know, said one. We're sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Mallory said. I've always been mean, and I was only nice when I needed help, and you don't have to forgive me.
Well, we forgive you anyway, but we can't help you more than the fish or the bears. We don't swim or hibernate, but our fur changes color to white every winter, so we can hide in the snow.
We'd show you how if we knew, added the other bunny. But we don't. We just do it. It's like when your hair grows longer, it just kind of happens.
Mallory felt her heart sink again.
Oh, that's okay, she said. I appreciate that you'd be willing to help. It's more than I deserve. Oh, you weren't all bad, said a bunny. I mean, the coyote tried to eat us and he never apologized.
They all smiled at each other for a minute.
I think you should fly south,
said one of the bunnies. But I'm scared, Mallory said, eyeing the endless blue-gray skies dancing with early snow.
Everyone gets scared. You can't let it keep you from living your life.
Yeah, you gotta know when to move on. And when you can't breathe underwater or sleep all winter or change color or any of that, it's like probably time to move on.
Maybe you're right, Mallory said. She looked to the sky, endless and bright. With her options running out, migrating was starting to seem less scary. After all, it couldn't be worse than spending the winter dodging hungry coyotes. Then another thought occurred to her.
Oh, but I don't know where the others went. I can go south, but the sky is so big. Who knows where they are? I should have gone with them. If I try now, I could get lost forever. Why don't you just follow those two?
Asked a bunny. She raised a furry white paw and pointed at the sky. Mallory looked and saw two ducks silhouetted against the sun, flying in wide circles.
Ducks! Mallory said. Thank you, thank you!
She turned and flapped into the air.
Don't mention it! Hollered one bunny after her. Good luck! Shouted the other.
Mallory pumped her wings until she neared the ducks in the sky. As she got close, she could hear they were shouting something. With a start, she realized they were shouting for her.
Mallory! Mallory, come on!
It was Billy!
Mallory! Dude! We're sick of you being rude, man! Just come with us before you freeze your stubborn butt off!
And Wingbert! It was Wingbert!
I'm here! I'm here! She said, joining them in a gentle glide through the sky. I thought you two had left!
Well, we did leave, Billy said, but we realized we shouldn't let you push us away. If you stay here, you'll freeze or starve or get eaten up, and we could have let that happen.
I'm so sorry I was mean to you when you were leaving, Mallory said. I was afraid to leave home, and I didn't want you to know.
I mean, we knew, said Wingbert. We've been friends since we were ducklings. You can maybe fool the other animals, but, you know, you can't fool us.
I've done a lot these last couple of days. I dove with the fish and slept with the bears and ran with the bunnies, and everyone was way nicer to me than I ever was to them. I've been terrible, and you still came back for me. Really, you're the best, and I'm sorry for how I acted.
Apology accepted, said Billy. On one condition.
Anything, said Mallory.
Just stop being so mean, Billy said. If you're afraid, you could tell us. We're all afraid sometimes.
Yeah, said Wingbert. We're your friends. We'll be scared right along with you, and that'll make us all braver together, you know?
Definitely, said Mallory.
Oh, and one more thing, said Wingbert.
Sure, what is it?
Dude, you fly at the front of the V this time, he said. It's tough work breaking the wind, and my wings are tired.
Oh, definitely.
So, are you ready to head south?
Billy asked. Mallory looked down at the snow-frosted lake beneath her. She recognized its every crook and jag, the leaning pines and the prickly bushes, the deep waters and the weedy shallows, the bear caves and the bunny tracks. It was all she had ever known. But she couldn't stay in one place forever. She was still afraid, of course, but the snow was starting to fall again, and her friends were by her side. It was time to move on.
Let's go, she said, and she took her position at the front of the V.
Together, with her new friends, they flew south to warmer winters and to new horizons.
The end. Today's story, Flying South, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.